We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege, the opportunity, again, to be here tonight. Glad to have all of you that's able to come, be in the service with us. Just pray that the Lord have His way in the midst of this service tonight. You want to read with us? I'm going to read some, I believe, out of the 12th chapter, I believe it is, of the book of Romans. Very familiar scripture that we're going to read tonight. Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. We'll start with the first verse. I don't think I'm going to read the whole chapter. We're going to read a few verses. Starting with the first verse. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condensed to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, maybe correctly reading, I didn't plan on reading the whole chapter, but we did. And it's a good chapter. As there is in all of them, there's a good bit in this chapter, and I don't have no idea that I stay around some of these things. Got just a little thought this evening, and we'll try our best to do that, that we feel the Lord's laying on our hearts. There's some things that sometimes we probably don't understand. I say we don't understand. I try to figure things out sometimes, and a lot of things comes, and you wonder why, maybe this and that, and maybe you don't get all the answers and all such as that. But I'd like to talk to us tonight just a little bit out of the latter part of the second verse. Now, this is... And the truth of it is, this scripture come to me, and the thought that I have is actually a little bit different than what this scripture is implying. But nonetheless, this is what we have, so we'll work with what we've got. Second verse says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, I know what he's talking about. I know what the scripture's talking about. You get in the first and the second verse, and you get into some of these other verses. Brethren, we're not alone in this thing. We don't operate alone. We operate as a body. That's what he tells them in this scripture. He said, "You're not." He said, "For as we have many members in one body." We have many members in one body. And all members have not the same office. So therefore, as you know, you can just look at your body and tell, brethren, that there's different things that goes on with the members of your body. They most certainly are. That ain't what I'm going to get on, don't think, tonight. I want to talk to us just a little bit, and I want you to realize that it takes every one of us, brethren, to make the body. It takes us all. It really does. I hope there's some looking on even tonight, brethren, that would think just a little bit. There are people in situations that's not able to attend the house of God. But brethren, these people that are able to attend, they've went back to work and they've done everything else in this world, but brethren, they're not coming to the house of God. Now, I just say that, I believe that, and I don't just believe it, I know it. I see it, my friend. People has lost their desire. Yes, they have. Now, I don't know about you, but brethren, you get a member of the body and it starts dragging, brethren, it'll pull the body down. It most certainly will. It'll affect the body. You try doing something, my friend, and you got a hindrance in maybe one of your members, my friend. It don't work like it used to. It don't come out like it used to. Brethren, there's a reason tonight. Did you know that the will of God is not accomplished like it ought to be tonight? No, sir. The will of God, my friend, ain't always done. I know that surprises some of you. I'm going to be honest. You say, "Why, preacher, God always has his way." Does he? Does he? Brethren, there's things down through the Word of God, my friend, that God changed the way things went.
Because people wouldn't do His will. It's the will of God done in your life. Brethren, we're members, are we not? One of another. Members, one of another. I want you to realize, brethren, whether you're lame or whether you're healthy, thank God you're still a member of the body. We need you. The church needs you. Yes, sir. We need all of our members functioning. Don't we? Yes, sir. It's the will of God done in your life. The Bible says here, in this verse, He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Did you hear that? By the renewing of your mind. Brethren, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He's talking to us. Yes, sir. Is the will of God always done? Brethren, the Bible says it's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Brethren, I'm going to be honest with you. There's one thing to come to repentance, but it's something else to do it tonight. A lot of folks, my friend, says that old prodigal son repented in the hog trough, but he done no such thing. He come to himself. He come to the place. Yes, sir, but he fully repented when he went back to the Father and done what He said He is going to do. Yes, sir. I see a people, my friend, that God wanted to bless. I see a folks, my friend, that God, His people, the children of Israel, had been down in Egypt for 430 years. Yes, sir. 430 years they had been down there. And brethren, it wasn't God's will that they go through the wilderness. Do you know that? Brethren, they cried to be, brethren, released out of that captivity. Brethren, they cried and God took them out. He took them out of iron. Moses, my friend, took 12 men and sent them off down there in Canaan. Did it not? The land of Canaan, to look it over, spy it out, see what's down there. See what's going on down there. Did you know something? They never did, my friend, spy out the wilderness. The wilderness wasn't in the picture. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. There's a lot of folks living in the wilderness, brother, because they ain't in the will of God tonight. Preacher, don't get upset with us. I'll tell you, I'll just be honest with you. Thank God I might not last very long, but I feel better than I have in a while. Glory! Glory! Think about it. Brother, the wilderness ain't for you tonight. No, it ain't. Didn't spy out the wilderness. No, sir. No, sir. Wasn't going to send them in the wilderness. Wilderness wasn't in the package. Huh? They wanted to be delivered. Thank God, God delivered them, Captain. Go send them in the land flowing with milk and honey. Yes, sir. Preacher, It must not have been too good down there. Must have been pretty good. You know, I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't believe 10 of them spies, my friend, ever eat any of them clusters of grapes. No. Think about it. Brethren, they come back with two. Come back between two. Brethren, I don't think it says, I believe it was two. Thank God they believe something that God had told them. Don't you? People living in the wilderness today, thank God, loathing the manna, loathing, my friend, the situation they're in. My friend, can't get no peace and harmony about anything. Brother, you're in a strange land where you got no business being there. Moses told his father-in-law's son, Raguel. He told him, he said, come go with us. For the Lord has spoken good things concerning Israel. Yeah. Good things concerning Israel. I don't know whether you've heard any good things lately or not, but you ought to have. They sang a song by a friend about good news. One writer talks about it being good news from a far country. That night. Yeah? Good news from a far country. The will of God, my friend, ain't always done because man gets his ideas mixed in it. Did you know that? Man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You get us all together, my friend, I guarantee you there's a lot of different ideas. Huh? They are. 12. Got 12 of them together, Robert. And them 12 went down, thank God, into Canaan. Spied it out. Brethren, some of them, all they saw, brethren, was the giants down there. You know what Caleb and Joshua said? Yeah, he said, they cried out, said, those giants down there. They saw them. Huh? Did they not? Brethren, these folks facing giants today, brethren, and they can't get over them. Do you know that? They can't get around them. They can't, it's just an obstacle for them. They got no way, my friend, to make it through. I'll tell you something. 40 years later, when they went through the land of Canaan, brother, them giants were still in there. Were they not? Oh, Joshua, thank God. Joshua took courage. Yes, he did. He took courage. I know, Aaron. I know that God used Moses and Aaron. God used Moses and Moses used Aaron. That's how it worked. Yes, sir. God spoke to Moses. He told him when he took Aaron with, he said, he can go with you. He said, but I'm speaking to you. Yes, sir. You speak to Aaron. Glory to God. He still used the body back then. Think about it. The will of God that you might prove. It said, be not conformed to this world. Brethren, there's a lot of confirmation going on. Conformation. Can I say that? Yeah. There's a lot going on. These people, my friend, that's molded themselves in with the customs of this world. I'm not talking about back yonder in Moses' day, and I'm not talking about in Abraham's day, my friend. It's in our day. Brother, we've just mixed things up to it just like the world tonight. We're in difficult times. Now, I'm not going to tell you, brethren and sister, and I don't know what I'll leave this world with. I really don't. I don't know what kind of brethren sickness or health disease or whether I just fall over dead. I don't know. I ain't got no comprehension of that. And I may leave here by COVID yet. You know that, and you might too. But I'm going to tell you, I cannot help but to believe, that God's going to help me. Brother, without Him, thank God I ain't got a hope tonight. No, sir. I ain't got a hope. You know what I can do? I can try my best to be sure that the will of God's done in my life. I can do that. I can do that in my life. Yes, sir. There's some things, my friend, I don't know. Brethren, how Paul went up against a lot of things that he did, my friend, and kept his sanity. Yeah, I think about them old beasts at Ephesus he fought with. Yes, sir. And they was two-footed beasts. They wasn't four-footed. Brethren, he had somebody hammering him on every side. Yes, sir. For that of which he is preaching. For that of which he had taught. For that of which God called him to preach for. And brother, he preached it until it took his life. Yes, sir. I just happen to believe that God's the same God, brethren, that Paul had. Don't you? I believe he's able. He's able. He's able to see us through. Yes, sir. Ever how far that through is. You hear me? Ever how far that through is. I don't know that day. Do you? I don't know my lasting. No, sir. I don't know when I'm going to draw my lasting. I believe sometimes, my friend, we can get a little inkling. Huh? I ain't going to pick on you, Leroy, but I'll say it. Brother and I was here. Brother Frank Owens was a blessing. He is a blessing. And if he ever got up and testified how precious the Lord was one time, he probably done it 1,000 times. Huh? You know what? He knowed he was precious. The night he left here, my friend, he testified of how precious. That year, my friend, they wasn't a member of this church that couldn't wait to our revival like Frank Owens. If he told me one time, he told me 100 between January and when we had it in June. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, he is waiting on revival. Thank God. Yes, sir. Brethren, I'm going to be honest with you. You don't know the number of the hairs on your head. Thank God he does tonight. That's knowing you, ain't it? Huh? That's knowing you. And brethren, they went down. Y'all know the scripture. They come back with the report. And 10 of them had an evil report. 10 of them. 10 out of 12.
I've always said this. We go by majority rule, and they did too, but the fact of it is majority ain't always right. They wouldn't in that case, huh? They was two of them right. And them two said, by our God, we're well able. By our God, we're well able to overcome them giants. Yes, sir. Overcome them giants. Brethren, you got giants in your life. Folks, you got something in your eye. You got something, my friend, that's keeping you out of the house of God. I'm just going to be plain with you. Preach COVID or no COVID. Yes, sir. Brethren, if you're a child of God, you need some togetherness, brethren, with the body today. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Preacher, I can feel that spirit on the other end. I've been there. And I'm going to tell you folks something. What little bit of time was longer than I wanted, but what little bit of time I was out, my friend, I had a yearning. And that yearning was to be with the people at church. Yes, sir! Glory to God! That God's will might continue tonight. Yes, sir. No, the will of God ain't always done because man. God told Moses, he said, okay. He said, if they don't believe me, he said, this is what's going to happen. He said, they're going to spend 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years in the wilderness. 1 year for a day it took them to spy it out. It'd been longer than that if they'd stayed down there 50 or 60 days. Yes, sir. 40 days it took them. So 40 years they spent in the wilderness. And brethren, you go reading when they'd been in the wilderness just a little bit. The Lord already told them. He said, you that said these children is going to be a snare until you said you're not coming out of this wilderness. Huh? Think about it. Brethren, you want to live in the wilderness? Brethren, you're liable to die in the wilderness. One writer talks about the wilderness having snares and pits. There's dangers in the wilderness. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Now, I can't tell you, brethren, this nor that of what God's got for you in your life. But I can tell you this, and I believe I'd be right in saying this. Brethren, if He's got you sitting in a certain place or He's got you doing certain things, it's got to be for the benefit of the body. You hear me? The benefit of the body. Yes, sir. The benefit. Brethren, there's not anything, brethren, than having a wound. Brethren, but a wound. One writer said, I believe it was Jeremiah, he said, you've got an incurable wound. Putrefying wound. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It won't heal. Brethren, it's all the time busting open. Got infection in it. Yes, sir. Brethren, we ain't got enough. You say, preacher, we don't have enough, my friend, to carry on. I believe we got enough, thank God, if we just come part of the body. If we just all get in the place we need to be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something else, my friend. It ain't that people, my friend, are just out in the mist and they don't know what's going on. They know what's going on. Brother, their mind needs to be changed. Their heart needs to be pricked. And brother, they need to put some works, thank God, with their lips. You say, preacher, there's something wrong with you. You know, it's real important that we let the will of God be done in our life. It is. It's one thing to say that I'm going to repent, but it's another thing that you do it. Yeah? That you put actions on it. The Lord will help us. He'll help us as an individual. He'll help us as a group. He'll help us as a body. Nourishment. Y'all know what nourishment is, don't you? Huh? Need to eat the right kind of foods for this body, this old natural body. If you want everything to work and do its thing, somewhere down the line, you're going to get a hold of the right kind of food. Well, I'm going to say this, brethren. It works the same way spiritually. There's some spiritual food that you need. Yes, sir. And a lot of it, I just can't help it. A lot of it, my friend, had a man. I've had several men down through the years. I had a man not too long ago just to tell me. He says, Randy, he says, I miss going to church more than anything. Huh? 95-year-old. Huh? You know what, Crafton? As long as he could, 95-year-old, he didn't miss. Huh? He didn't miss. He is our Sunday school. Yes, sir. Couldn't hardly make it. Lived to be 99. Yes, he did. Lived to be 99. Think about it. His desire was to be in the house of God. Huh? I've got tapes. I got enough tapes I could probably listen for a couple of years on. Huh? Yeah. Men. Down through the day, I got them taped. Yes, sir. Done dead and gone. But you know what? There ain't nothing like being in beaten. Ain't nothing, brethren. Ain't nothing. You know when you're healthy, when you really feel healthy, my friend, don't you want to be doing something? Huh? You want to be doing something, don't you? You don't just sit. Huh? Do it while you can. Do all you can while you can. Yes, sir. You never know. You never know, folks, what's going to hinder you. You know, the Lord brought them through the wilderness. He brought them through the wilderness. I've always said, brethren, save Joshua and Caleb, they is the only two above 20-year-old come out of her. Is that right? Now think about it. Them 20-year-olds, my friend, all they know was the wilderness. The wilderness life, that's all they know. I can't help it. These folks today, it breaks my heart sometimes, but all they know, my friend, is a grunt and a growl. Huh? Yes, sir. That's all they know. That's how they're raised. Huh? wouldn't cared for. I know what I'm talking about. I ain't talking out of turn. I know what I'm talking about. Brethren, when they get up old enough and they get married, my friend, do you know what they think? They think everything ought to be hectic. They think everything ought to be a grumble and a growl and a fuss and a fight. You know why? Because that's all they ever seen. I ain't lying. You say, preacher, they're grown men and women. They most certainly are, but 9 times out of 10, they're going to go exactly like they was raised. Very few of them. There's a few. There's a few makes their mind up, I'm not going to be that away. Thank God. Thank God. I'm going to say this tonight, church. There's help even for them people. But, brethren, they go have to repent tonight. Man don't come to repentance, my friend. There ain't a whole lot of help for him. You say, preacher, I thought Jesus could help him. He can. He's still going to have to repent. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You can't be saved and you want to be. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't care. There's a world full of people, my friend, showing slides and showing movies. Yes, sir. Church, a lot of churches do it, and I know, and if it gets out, it'll just get out. But I'll tell you one thing, brethren, it's going to take more than a movie to get a hold of people's heart. Amen. I'm talking about their heart. I've had them to come to my door, my friend, and want me to pray for them because they watched the passion of Christ. Huh? Yes, sir. What'd you do, preacher? I prayed with them. Yes, sir, I did. I prayed for them, prayed with them. Thank God I did. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. The passion of Christ won't save you. Brethren, it takes a repentative heart. Don't it? There's difference in just repenting and godly repentance. Yes, they are. The will of God. Is the will of God done in your life? You know, the question comes down, brethren, it's all us and individuals. Do we allow the will of God in our life? Are we doing the will of God in our life? Are we one of them that Romans says, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I can't answer that for you. There's things, brethren, that bothers people. Because they go against what they know is right. Do you know that? They go against. I know in whom I have believed. What did the man say? I read it the other day. Went across it. The man that had the infirmity for 38 years. Jesus didn't tell him who he was. He told him to take his bed and walk. Did he not? And they asked him, and he said, I don't know who he is. That's what he said. I don't know who he is. He told me to rise up and take my bed and walk. Yes, sir. They was against him because of the Sabbath day. Jesus found him. You know, I think it's real interesting. Jesus found him over at the synagogue. Did he not? Found him over at the synagogue and he told him again. He said, go. He said, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Is that what he told him? He found out it's Jesus and he went over and told the Jews and all them that's looking for him. Yes, sir. Well, it was Jesus that told me. It was Jesus Brethren, if you get a hold of Jesus, thank God, you won't have to tell anybody. They'll know it. Do you know that? They will. They will. It's just an identifier. Yes, sir. They was those that followed John and his preaching. Do you know that? John had disciples. He had followers. They run across some of them after the day of Pentecost. Over in the book of Acts. They did. They run across them and they asked them. They asked them all about them. They told them they was of John's disciples. He said, well, have you received the Holy Ghost? They said, we ain't even heard where they'd be a holy. They hadn't. They hadn't heard. But thank God that day they found out. Did they not? Yes, sir. They found out. Brethren, this thing wasn't done in a corner, folks. It ain't going to be carried out in a corner. You might not agree, thank God, with how we worship, but thank God, let me worship my God through the Spirit. He told that woman at the well, he said, the day's coming. He said, they'll neither worship at this well, neither in the mountain, nor at Jerusalem. He said, but they that worship me will worship me in truth and in spirit. Yes, sir. He knew that day was coming. Yes, he did. Thank God. Thank God. If the will of God's not done in your life, why not? Why not? I'll hush. It's good to be here. I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate you. I can tell now. I didn't understand a lot of things, and I hadn't been sort of as strong and as I'd like to be. But you know what? My desire to do so hadn't left me. It hadn't left me. No, sir. I believe the Lord can use us in whatever capacity we are. Do you know that? Whatever capacity we are, whatever capacity that is, I believe the Lord can use us. And if you'll just allow the will of God to be done in your life, you'd be amazed at what the Lord can do with you. With you.